Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for August 27th throughout September 2nd, 2011. Palestinian efforts for the UN state bid intensify as Israeli attacks this week leave a Palestinian child dead in Gaza. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the nonviolent activities in the West Bank. Israeli troops attacked this week's anti-wall protests with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. IMEMC's Carmen Rodriguez with the story.
Protests on Friday were reported in the villages of Al-Nabi Saleh, Bilayn and Nirayn in central West Bank, addition to Al-Masara in the southern West Bank. Four civilians were injured and one international supporter was arrested by Israeli troops when they attacked the weekly anti-wall protest organized at the southern West Bank village of Al-Masara. Villagers and their supporters gathered after the midday prayers and marched towards local farmers' lands. Troops attacked the protest before it left the village with rifled butts, batons injuring four villagers and arresting one international supporter. Elsewhere, Israeli soldiers used tear gas to attack villagers and their Israeli and international supporters protesting the Israeli wall in the central West Bank villages. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation and a number of olive trees were destroyed by a fire that tear gas canisters started in the nearby grove. In the nearby village of Nilayn, villagers marched along with their international and Israeli supporters. As soon as people reached the wall built of villagers' lands, troops fired tear gas. Many were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation. Also in central West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack the weekly anti-wall protest at the village of Al-Nabi Saleh. One international supporter and a local young man were injured, both lightly. Villagers said troops did not allow protesters from reaching their lands and attacked their homes with tear gas. Many were treated the effect of tear gas inhalation, among them children. This week, the protest ended with clashes between village youth and invading Israeli soldiers. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC.org, this is Carmen Rodriguez.
The Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Malki refused a French proposal that is based on allowing a Vatican-like Palestinian state on 1967 borders. Meanwhile, Palestinian Authority has been carrying out an intensive campaign worldwide to generate backing for its UN bid of a Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital. IMEMC's Ramil Mghari has more.
FM al-Malki says the PA would consider the French proposal, yet for the moment the PA cannot accept a Vatican-like independent Palestinian state, something that Palestinians could have maintained long ago. According to the proposal, Palestinians can have a state of their own within the 1967 border lines, and Israel should not necessarily pull back forces beyond those lines. However, the Palestinian officials said that the PA is determined to go ahead with a UN move and there might be a chance for the PA to consider the French proposal before any action is taken at the UN. In a related remark, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said he would not allow outbreak of a violent uprising in the occupied territories. Nevertheless, he supported peaceful protests. This comes in the shadow of Israeli warnings against the UN move. In the meantime, Israel warned against the PA's UN move. Some Israeli officials warned of nullifying Israel-PA Oslo Accords of 1993. In other news, the UN-linked Palmer Commission, which has investigated an Israeli Navy attack on a ship convoy of international waters near Gaza, released its report this week. The report finds that Israeli blockade on Gaza is justified legally because Israel faces a security threat. It also hinted at what it termed Israeli soldiers were in a position of self-defense when the Israeli Navy killed nine Turkish nationals on board of the flotilla last May. In response, Turkey decided to scale back its diplomatic ties with Israel for what Turkey termed Israel's refusal to apologize for the killing of the Turkish nationals. By September 7, Israeli ambassador to Ankara, along with his deputy, are expected to leave the Turkish soil. In the Gaza Strip, the ruling Hamas party and other Gaza-based factions hailed the Turkish step and called for more actions against Israel, which continues to besiege the coastal territory. For IMEMC.org, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.
This week, Israeli military attacks continued to target Palestinian communities in both the West Bank and Gaza Strip. One child from Gaza died of wounds while troops arrested an MP from Ramallah. IMEMC's George Shmawi with the details.
In the Gaza Strip, 14-year-old Haytham Maruf died on Monday of wounds inflicted when the Israeli military bombarded the northern town of Beit Lahia in mid-August. The child remained in the intensive care unit at Ashifa Medical Compound in Gaza City until he succumbed to his injuries. Last week, Israeli warplanes launched 41 airstrikes against targets in the Gaza Strip, killing 17 Palestinians, including 5 civilians, 2 children, a physician, a worker, and a farmer. The airstrikes also wounded 20 Palestinians, including 6 children and 2 women in the coastal region, and 3 others in the West Bank. Additionally, a Palestinian resistance fighter died of previous wounds in the Gaza Strip. In related news, the Greek authorities prevented on Friday the Dignity Solidarity ship from sailing to the Gaza Strip to deliver humanitarian supplies. Ship organizers reported that Greek coast guards held the ship in Crete Island, south of Greece, after receiving a direct order in this regard. Cloud Leostik, spokesperson of the Solidarity ship, told media that the Dignity ship was moved to the Sitia port in Crete after it was intercepted by Greek coast guards as it was refueling in a nearby port. Last Monday, Greek coastal guards intercepted a Canadian ship carrying 30 peace activists from Canada, Belgium, Switzerland, Turkey, and Italy, and forced the ship to dock in Crete Island. In the West Bank, on Wednesday at night, the Israeli military kidnapped a senior Hamas leader from Ramallah. Palestinian media sources said that Sheikh Hassan Youssef, one of prominent leaders of Hamas and a member of the Palestinian parliament, was kidnapped by Israeli soldiers. Youssef was released from jail 2 weeks ago after serving a 5-year sentence. On his part, Salim Zanoun, head of the Palestinian National Council, condemned the kidnapping of Youssef, saying that this is a grave violation of diplomatic regulations. He demanded Israel to immediately release him and all other Palestinian members of parliament. In the meantime, Israeli media sources reported that the Israeli military is training the settlers to encounter demonstrations expected to be organized by Palestinians over the upcoming September meeting of the United Nations General Assembly, where the Palestinian Authority is expected to request an international recognition of an independent Palestinian state on the pre-1967 borders. The military equipped the settlers with gas bombs, concussion grenades, and rubber-coated steel bullets to deal with demonstrations. The Palestinian Authority had repeatedly confirmed that its security forces will not allow demonstrations to go beyond the PA-controlled area, which will not allow any confrontation with the Israeli military and settlers. For IMEMC.org, this is Joel Tushman.
And that's just some of the news this week in Palestine. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Thank you for joining us. From Mickey by Bethlehem, this report was brought to you by Hassan Banoura and Hussam Kassis.